好，谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
我们这个聚会啊，弟兄姊妹都知道，我们是一个侍奉的一个交通，侍奉的追求。
We know that for those gatherings we have now, it's for seeking after about service.
我们希望呢，弟兄姊妹有机会，我们在一起啊，能专一的来讲一点神的心意。
So we hope that we can be focused about God's will.
也交通我们应当怎样来服侍我们的神。
And to fellowship about how shall we serve our God.
所以这一次呢，我从主所领受的这个负担。
So the burden I received from the Lord this time.
我要从旧约的会幕来讲教会的意义。
I would like to share through the tabernacle in the Old Testament to mention about the meaning of church.
也从旧约的会幕讲聚会的意义。
And also through the Old Testament tabernacle to talk about the meaning of the gathering together.
我们都知道这个会幕呢，是在旧约时代中间随神最重大的一个启示。
We know that tabernacle was the Old Testament time the biggest revelation from God.
神把他完全的心意啊，借着会幕的建造呢，把他完全启示出来。
God has completely revealed His will through the building of the tabernacle.
那么，虽然我们生活在新约的时代
，although we live in the New Testament time，
但是它其中所包含的属灵的意义来讲，对我们来讲同样的重要。
But the spiritual meaning it has is as important.
这是神一个完整的启示。
This is God's complete revelation.
在旧约时代中，所有神的儿女都应该知道。
So in the Old Testament time, all of God's children should know.
那么在新约时代，同样，所有神的儿女都应该知道。
And so should all of God's children during the New Testament time should know.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要从会幕来讲教会的意义。
Tonight we'll share about the meaning of church through tabernacle.
主若许可，明天晚上我们要从会幕来讲聚会的意义。
If Lord's willing, tomorrow night we will share about the meaning of gathering together.
我想现在我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
So let's read a few places of God's words together.
请大家打开出埃及记第十九章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章
Exodus chapter 19.
我们先从第一节读到第六节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 6.
如果你愿意中文跟我一起读的话呢，也可以，请大家跟我一起慢慢读。那么等等我们姊妹们读英文的时候呢，读英文的也可以跟着他一起读。
So if you like, you could please read Chinese to get together with me, and when our sister reads in English, you can also read in English together.
好，我们一起来，十九章第一节，以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非定，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，小与以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，我叫万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话也要告诉以色列人。
Verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and came to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount.And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on the eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
第二十章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 20, verse 1 and 2.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
我们知道后面就是神所讲到的十条诫命。
And we know what follows are the Ten Commandments of God.
然后我们来到二十一章。
Then let's come to chapter 21.
第一节就可以。
Just verse 1.
你在百姓面前所立的典章是这样。
Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them.
我们再看二十五章。
Then chapter 25.
二十五章二十五章的第一和第二节
Chapter 25, verse 1 and 2
耶和华晓谕摩西说你告诉以色列人当为我送礼物来凡甘心乐意的，你就可以收下归我。
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that gives it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering.
我们知道这段话的吩咐是为着建造会幕的。
We know that with this commandment is regarding of building the tabernacle.
我们读这个。第八节和第九节
and verse 8 and 9
又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间知道帐幕和其中的一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式
and let them make me a sanctuary that I might dwell among them according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle that the pattern of all the instruments thereof even so shall you make it
我们再请看希伯来书新约的希伯来书
Please turn to the book of Hebrews in New Testament
第八章的第一节和第二节
Chapter 8 verse 1 and 2
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事这帐幕是主所知的不是人所知的
Now of the things which you have spoken this is the sum We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man
第九章
9,
第三节和第四节
verse 3 and 4
第二幔之后又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所有金香炉有包金的约柜柜里有盛玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖并两块约板
and after the second veil the tabernacle which is called the holiest of allwhich had a golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of covenant.
我们知道当我们的神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来之后
We know that after our God has brought our Israelites out of Egypt,
三个月之后他们来到西乃山脚下
They came to the foot of Mount Sinai after 3 months.
那么以色列人就在山下这个 自搭帐篷。
And the Israelites pitched tents at the foot of the mountain.
然后在那里，我们的神做了重大的指示。
And there, God has set up a very important commandment.
这个十九章啊，开头的这些简单的话，是一个最扼要。也是最重要的一个话语。
The beginning of verse 19, all those very simple words at the beginning are the very, very important words.
神就很简单的先把他的心意告诉了摩西。
Very simply, God has revealed His will to Moses.
啊，我想请弟兄姊妹再打开出埃及记第十九章。
So please turn to Exodus chapter 19 again.
我们从第三节到第六节，你看见这简单的几句话里面啊。神已经把他的心意那么告诉我们。
So verse 3 to 6, in all those very simple words, God has already told us His will.
Yeah. 在这里，摩西从山上呼唤说，他说你要告诉雅各家和以色列的百姓说。
It says that the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, This thou shalt say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel.
这里神提到雅各家，提到以色列人。
Here God mentioned the house of Jacob and the children of Israel.
啊，你看见哈、啊，为什么神这样的一个说法呢
？So why did God say this way?
这个雅各家，我们都知道雅各是天然生命的一个代表，是代表着一种败坏，代表着一种诡诈。代表着一种堕落的一种情况。
We know that Jacob represents the nature of flesh, which represents the fallen nature and deceiving and also corruption.
所以这里首先神就提醒我们，神为着他荣耀的旨意，他所拣选的这班人是堕落的人，是败坏的人，就像我们天然的生命一样。
So God here first reminds us that the children whom God has chosen are just like Jacob according to his nature, who are fallen and corrupted, just like us.
所以我们作为基督徒永远不能忘记这件事情。
So being Christians, we can never forget this.
我们只不过是一个堕落败坏的人，像雅各一样。
We are only but someone such as so fallen and corrupted, just like Jacob.
因为有很多时候我们年日久了之后我们就忘记了。
Because it's very easy for us to forget after being Christians for a long time.
有很多时候基督徒忘记自己是一个罪人。
So very often Christians forget that we are sinners.
我们就会自高。
Then we become proud.
我们就会定罪别人。
And we condemn others.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远记得，我们只不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we always have to remember we're only sinners saved by grace.
神常常提醒以色列人说你们是雅各家。
God often reminds Israel that they are the house of Jacob.
所以愿圣灵也常常提醒我们，我们只不过是蒙恩的罪人。
So may the Holy Spirit often remind us that we are only sinners saved by grace.
那么感谢神。
Thank God.
神把雅各这样的人拣选。
And God has chosen someone like Jacob.
那么神有个荣耀的心意要把雅各变成以色列。
And God has a glorious will to change Jacob.
我们读创世纪的故事的时候我们就很清楚。
And we very clearly know through the stories in Genesis.
神把雅各变成以色列。
God has transformed Jacob into Israel.
这就说明了神工作的第一步他重要的心意。
Talks about a very important will of the first step of God's work.
以色列的意思是什么呢？是与神一同作王掌权的意思。
The meaning of Israel is to reign together with God.
所以在神创造人类的时候，神已经把这个思想，那么借着他的话显明出来。
So when God created mankind, He has already through all those words to reveal His thoughts.
所以我每个弟兄姊妹都蒙了大恩呢。
So all the brothers and sisters have received such great grace.
因为我们本来的天性是雅各。
Because our nature were like Jacob.
但是神现在要把我们这个转成以色列。
But now God will transform us into Israel.
所以神在这里对摩西说，你要告诉雅各家，告诉以色列的那个我们这里以色列人原文是children，是以色列的后代子孙。
So God here tells Moses that you should tell the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, the descendants of Israel.
告诉他们什么呢?
So what should he tell them?
他说我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见。
He said that you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians.
第一个,你们看见了我向埃及人所做的事。
First, you have seen the things I have done to Egyptians.
因为这班人呢,他们是刚刚出埃及。
Because they are the group of people just came out of Egypt.
他们曾经经过一个翻天覆地的神的大工作,对吧?
They have gone through such a great work of God.
他们本来四百多年呢,都在埃及啊,是为奴之家,是做奴仆,是被辖制的一班人。
For more than 400 years, they've been bondage as slaves under Egyptians.
可能当时这些以色列人呢，他们想，我们这一辈子恐怕就住在埃及了。
It might be the Israelites at that time thought they would live in Egypt for the rest of their lives.
因为你想，已经住了四百多年。
Because they have been 400 years.
再住下去的话，我们统统变成埃及人。
And if they live longer, they became Egyptians.
哎，忽然之间神做工。
And all of a sudden, God did His work.
把他们整个从埃及地带出来。
And took the, all of them out of Egypt.
神动了十次的大灾难降在埃及。
God used 10 plagues to be upon Egypt.
审判整个埃及的全地。
And judged the whole land of Egypt.
然后又带领他们从埃及出来。
And brought them out of Egypt.
路过红海。
Go through the Red Sea.
红海分开变成干地。
And open the Red Sea so that it became dry land.
他们从干地走出来。
And they walk through the dry land.
神的云柱火柱在他们周遭。
And the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud was leading them.
然后他又看见红海的水重新汇合，把埃及的全军统统淹灭。
And they saw the Red Sea again cover all the entire army of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹们，他们距离神做这些事情只有三个月。
It was only 3 months ago that God did all those things.
所以对他们来讲，应该是很新的一个印象，很强烈的印象。
So those should be great and new impressions upon them.
如果今天主带领我们这样经过的话呢，我想我们也不会忘记，对吧？
If God led us this way today, I think we also won't forget.
当然，在新约时代中间，这是指着我们得救的故事。
Of course, in New Testament, it represents the story of our salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你还能想起你从前得救的故事吗？
Brother, sister, can you still think, be reminded of the story that you were saved?
有的人得救已经不止三个月了，对吧？
Many of us have been saved for more than 3 months.
像我这个得救的已经五十多年了。
For me, I've been saved for more than 50 years.
但谁要告诉我们你永远不可以忘记？
But God would like us to never forget.
神做工在埃及人身上的事，你永远不可以忘记。
What God has done unto the Egyptians, you can never forget.
所以我每一次回想我得救的故事。
So every time when I think of the story, I was saved.
都像昨天一样。
Just like yesterday.
我想弟兄姊妹，对你来讲是刚刚得救的事，多么的新鲜呐！
I think also for you, brothers, sisters, how fresh it was when you just got saved.
做了基督徒了，你看那个里面多么的快乐。
Just became Christians and how joyful we felt.
是我们永远不能忘记主怎样救了我们。
True, we can never forget how God has saved us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所以呢，在这里哈，神。要摩西告诉以色列人。
So here, God would like Moses to tell the Israelites.
他说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见。
You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians.
你看见了吗
？Have you seen it?
你若还没看见，你恐怕还要去听福音啊。
If you haven't seen it, you should listen to the gospel again.
我们都是有经验的人，对不对？都是见过主怎样拯救我们的人。”
Where all those who have experienced and have seen how God has saved us.
他说呢，我如鹰将你们背在我的翅膀上，把你们带来归我。
He said, how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself.
我们得救的故事啊，现在有的人觉得很平淡啊。
The stories of how we were saved, maybe some of you feel it's very dull.
但是每一个人得救的故事都是神如同鹰把我们放在翅膀上把我们带出来。
But for each one of us, the story of how we got saved is like God brought us on eagle's
wings.
God has brought us from the earthly condition into the heaven. God has brought us to fly over all of the
obstacles.
I think for most of brothers and sisters have gone through some struggles when you got saved. Some are our own issues. Sometimes the family were against
you.
There should be a lot of different stories and situations if you testify how you got saved. The flying out as eagles, that means Lord brought us to overpass all these things.
并且他这里很着重讲到是带来归我。
And here specially mentioned, brought you unto myself.
We can never
forget. For us to be safe is to be unto God. It's not that we are belong to an organization. You know that when the church condition became fallen, then some people say that I belong to a Baptist church.
I am a Baptist.
The Baptist means that I'm a Baptist.
有人讲说呢, I'm a Lutheran. 我是路德会的, 我是这个什么卫理公会的, 我是什么堂什么会的, 那些都变成这样。
Or some say I'm a Lutheran, some say I'm a Methodist.
今天主的话重新提醒我们, 我们的得救是归给主的自己的。
Once again, Lord's words reminds us that our salvation is belong unto the Lord Himself.
你不要觉得我今天讲的是很浅的东西啊。
Please don't feel that what I say is very shallow, but it's very easy for us to make mistakes.
所以圣经要这样提醒是把你带来归我。
So the Bible reminds us that He has brought us unto Himself.
为什么这样说? 因为后面跟神的旨意有密切的关系。
Why does it say that? Because it has to do with God's will.
因为神的旨意要成全在我们这般人身上。
Because God's will should be fulfilled upon us.
所以因此下面呢, 他就开始讲说, 如今呢, 你们要怎么样? 要实在听从我的话, 遵守我的约。
And then he following says that, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant.
所以你看那个英文呢, 翻译比较清楚一点。 他这里啊, 听从我的声音。
So English translation says, obey my voice.
他不是说呢, 你听从一个字句, 一个道理。
He does not say, just listen to some words or doctrine.
字句道理是死的。
All the words or doctrines are dead.
声音是活的。
But voice is alive.
这里告诉我们, 很多基督徒啊, 读圣经, 没有听见主的声音。
Here tells us that many Christians read the Bible but does not hear Lord's voice. And that's very unfortunate.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天只有那些真正听见主声音的人才知道怎么样跟随主呢。
Today, only those who truly hear God's voice that know how to follow Him.
那个跟从字句道理的, 到最后呢, 你看见弄出些形式的东西出来。
Those who only follow the letters or doctrine only create all different kind of forms.
所以这些啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 开头的这些话都是很非常重要的一些
So all those words at the beginning are the basic principles.
今天晚间啊, 我要把弟兄姊妹重新带回到这个最基本的事情上。
So tonight I would like to bring brothers and sisters back to the basic things.
因为没有这些基本的东西啊, 根本不可能有后面的建造, 你知道吗?
Because without all the basics, there's no way for the building later on.
记得圣经还有话说, 根基若毁坏了, 一人还能做什么呢?
And the Bible says that if the foundation is ruined, how what else can a righteous person do? So all those things we should meditate carefully before the Lord. So we shall hear Lord's voice.
在新约时代中啊,
In the New Testament time,
神给我们第一个最简单的命令是什么? 就听从他。
What's the first commandment God has given us that is to listen to Him?
哇, 我们的神啊, 破格。 亲自的跑出来说啊, 这是我的爱子，你们要怎么样？听他。
Our God himself came out to say that this is my beloved son, listen to him.
老实讲，今天呢，我们基督徒很多个人的生活中的难处，整个教会的难处啊，说穿了就是不听他，就是这么简单。
Actually, the reality is all the difficulties of us individual Christians or even the corporate church is because we don't listen to him.
如果会听他就没有难处。
If we can listen to him, then there's no more difficulty.
教会是人的声音大过主的声音，所以麻烦。
In church, it's mostly that man's voice is louder than Lord's voice, therefore there's problem. So we should learn to listen to Lord's voice.
然后呢，他说要遵守我的约。
And then he said, keep my covenant.
我们的神是立约的神。
Our God is the God of covenant.
在这里，神向以色列的百姓提到约。
So here, God speaks to Israelites, mentioning about covenant.
非常的重要。
It's very important.
因为我们的神为什么和人立约？因为他爱我们。
Why does God have covenant with people? Because he loves us.
他为了叫他所应许的所有一切的福气临到我们。
He would like all the blessings he has promised to be upon us.
然后他要把他计划中的那个荣耀的目的成全在我们身上。
And he would like to fulfill this glorious plan upon us.
他要把你我这个败坏的人变成又圣洁又公义。
He definitely will change us who are so corrupted into so righteous and also holy.
哇，所以弟兄姊妹，你我们有福了。
So we are so blessed.
我们真是蒙大福啊。
It's such a great blessing we have.
一旦看上了你，你就跑不掉了。
When God looks upon you, then you cannot go away.
他不是跑不掉，天天在你身上做工。
You can't even run away, and also that He works on you every day.
我常常想，我们基督徒一生的生活其实就是个挣扎生活。对不对？神要我们不要，整天都是搞这个东西。
So I think our entire life as Christian is through the struggle. When God wants us to do something, but we don't.
神说你不要也不行。
But then God says that it's not okay if you say no. Then He definitely will give to us.
神做事不是像我这么凶啊，没有。那神是有爱，所以他在我身上非叫你达到不可。
So God is so much with love, therefore He would like to achieve this on us.
我们今天呢，对于所谓的约啊，弟兄姊妹，我们真正的领会都很肤浅的。
Actually, our understanding about the covenant is very shallow today.
在这个世界上，你做事情，你知道，你什么时候一被那个约约束到的时候呢，就跑不掉了。
We know that in the world today, once you are being bounded by covenant, then we can't get away with it.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
用爱的约把我们约束住。
God has bound us with the covenant of love.
也用爱的约把他自己约束住。
And He also bound Himself with the love, of, the covenant of love.
这个等等，下面我们要讲。
Then we will mention this later on.
神是守约是慈爱的神。
God is the one who keeps covenant and gives love.
希望我们守他的约。
And also, God would like us to keep His covenant.
很多事情呢的偏离。很多事情的不对，都是因为我们毁约。
For many times when we go astray, it's because we have forsake the covenant.
他说：“如果你们能听从我的声音，遵守我的约。”
He says that if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant,
就要在万民中做属我的子民。
Then you should be a particular treasure unto me above all people.
你听懂英文的吗？
Do you understand the English translation?
就说啊，如果你这样，你要作为什么特别的宝贝。
It says that if you do this, then you should be a particular treasure.
所以今天如果有人能听主的声音，能够遵守主的约，他在主眼中什么是宝贝。
So if someone can obey God's voice and keep His covenant, then he's a treasure in God's eyes.
那有儿女的人都知道，常常孩子们一听话了，哎呀，宝贝。
For those who have children, as soon as your children listen to you, then you feel they are your treasures.
这个字啊，在希伯来原文的意思里面还有什么？做我的产业。
This word in the original text in Hebrews also means be my inheritance.
就专属于主。
Specially belong to the Lord.
所以这里你看见吗？神的心啊，向我们呢、啊、这个显露出来。
So God has revealed His heart to us.
然后呢，他就说什么呢？ 因为全地都是我的。
For all the earth is mine.
这个话对我们来讲是一个福气。
This is a blessing to us.
我想我们不需要多解释，下面的话很重要。
What following is very important.
他说你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
He says that you should be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
请我们记得，这是在经过人类历史大概有一千多年以后，神在西乃山那里所做的重大的一个启示。
Please remember, this is a big revelation after more than 1,000 years of mankind history.
在这个之前，神从来没有讲过这个话。
Before that, God has never said this.
而是等到整个以色列百姓中出了埃及之后，那么神才开始讲这个话。
It's only when after all the Israelites came out of Egypt, then God started to say this.
请我们大家记得啊。
Please remember.
神说你要做祭司的国度。
You should be a kingdom of priesthood.
这个名词啊，我想我们很熟啊。
We are very familiar with this term.
但是弟兄姊妹，你我仔细的思想，你会感觉到你对主。
But if you really think about it, you will feel how much short change to the Lord you have.
祭司的国度什么意思？
What does it mean by the kingdom?
在这个国家里面，所有的人都是祭司。
In this kingdom, that everybody is priest.
这是一面的意思。
That's one aspect.
那另外一面来讲的话呢？
And on the other hand,
我们必须每一个人都是祭司，才能显出这个国度。
That everyone must be a priest in order to manifest this kingdom.
你知道今天在地上的教会有很多讲台，他们也讲国度。
You know that church on earth today, many of them talk about kingdom.
但是很少人注意这件事情。
But very few pay attention.
这个国度怎么显出来呢？
How can we reveal kingdom?
必须每个人都是祭司。
Should be everyone's priest.
这个国度才显出来。
Then this kingdom can be manifested.
这就是为什么今天我们在地上的聚会，我们的光景非常软弱。
That is why our condition on earth is so weak today in gathering.
因为我们没有进祭司的职分，你知道吗？
Because we have not yet done the ministry as priest.
教会好像只有少数人在服侍。
It seems only very few people are serving.
我们承继了基督教的那个传统。
And we have the tradition of Christianity.
啊，其他弟兄姊妹是负责来聚会。
And all other brothers and sisters just come to gatherings.
啊，只要主日啊，夹着圣经，把穿得整整齐齐的在这里坐着，规规矩矩的，我们觉得我们尽到我们的这个责任。
We thought we have fulfilled our responsibilities. Just come to sit here on Sunday, bring our Bible, and dress well.
不对。
It's wrong.
必须每一个人都是祭司，这个国度才能显出来。
It has to be everyone is a priest, then this kingdom can be manifested.
你知道这个有多重大的意义吗？
Do you know how great is this meaning?
如果能把国度的意义显明出来，那就表示说主的王权就在我们中间。
If we can manifest the meaning of the kingdom, then that means God is reigned in
the earth. 神的荣耀就充满这里了。
And God's glory fills this place.
你知道在新约时代中主曾经讲过啊，
In the New Testament time, our Lord said,
他说我在你们中间赶鬼医病，就是神的国度降临。
I cast out demons and heal the sick among us. That is the kingdom of God is here.
你知道为什么今天有很多教会鬼赶不出去啊？
Do you know why many church cannot cast out demons?
为什么很多疾病不能得医治啊？
Why are so many illness cannot be healed?
为什么神的国度没降临？
Because God's kingdom has not yet come.
有人讲说啊，为什么初期的教会啊，主耶稣在世的时候，所有病到他们面前都得医治。后来使徒们也是这样的，病到他们中间都得医治。
So why? That's why some people say that. Why is it that in early church days that as soon as our Lord was in the midst of them, that all the sickness was healed? So were the apostles able to heal the sick?
为什么今天我们在拼命祷告，祷告了半天，他也没事？
Why is it that today after so many prayers? But still, the sick could not get healed.
你知道吗？这个是跟国度有关的。
It has to do with the kingdom.
那么，如果今天每个弟兄姊妹都做祭司，神的国度显明在这里，仇敌的权势就完全被赶出。
So if today each brother sister is a priest, then therefore the God's kingdom is manifested, then the power of darkness is being cast out.
请我们记得，在属灵界里面是国与国之间的征战。
Please remember that in the spiritual realm, it's the warfare between different nations. Is the kingdom of God's Son against the kingdom of darkness?
所以神说, 你们要做祭司的国度, 这个我们要好好思想。
Therefore, God says that you should be kingdom of priests, which we shall truly think about. It's so important.
然后呢, 你们做圣洁的国民,
and also a holy nation.
我们知道今天教会是属于另外一个国度。
We know that today church belongs to a different nation.
这个圣洁的意思就是分别。
Holiness means to be separate.
我们跟世界所有的国家都不一样。
We are so different from all the countries in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当以色列人出埃及三个月之后, 他们来到西乃山脚下。
Israelites, after 3 months of them get out of Egypt, they came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
神就开头借着摩西告诉以色列百姓这么简单几句话。
Then in the very beginning, God through Moses told Israelites all those words.
但这几句话非常的重要，是基本的原则。
But all these words are very important as foundations.
我希望弟兄姊妹，我们大家能把这段话好好的思想一下。
I hope brothers and sisters can truly meditate upon those words.
所以感谢神,
Thank God.
到了西乃山那里,
at Mount Sinai,
神得着一个机会可以把他创世以来荣耀的心意完全启示出来。
God has the chance to reveal the glorious will from, since the foundation of the world.
所以在出埃及记的里面,
so in Exodus,
神把这个旨意启示的是相当相当的完全。
God has very thoroughly revealed this will.
当然了, 我们不可能把所有的细节通通把它拿来交通。
Of course, we cannot fellowship in all the details.
但是呢, 在这里哈, 我首先我要把这个神这个启示所要实行的这个顺序这幅图画告诉弟兄姊妹。
But here, I would like to share with brothers and sisters the picture of how the order of God's revelation.
这个对我们呢, 能够明白整个摩西五经呢, 有非常重要的关系。
Those have very close relationship to do with all the 5 books of Moses.
啊, 请弟兄姊妹们仔细地记住, 好吧?
So please remember in detail.
有5个重要的点, 然后呢, 我们在后面花一点时间在里面的内容上做。
There are 5 important points, and later on we will share in details.
我希望呢，给弟兄姊妹一个完整的图画。
I hope to give brothers and sisters a complete picture.
啊，所以你现在不要睡觉啊，不能打盹啊。So
please do not fall asleep.
等等，我讲下面内容的时候，你打盹一下，不要紧。这至少这5件事你要记住的。
It's okay if I share, you can fall asleep when I share the details, but please remember those 5 points.
今天晚上你非把这幅图画带回去不可。
Please do bring back this picture tonight.
也仰望主的灵在我们里面能够把这些通通解开。
And do pray the Spirit of the Lord opens this up.
好，第一件事情。
First,
神将律法刻在石板上。
God has engraved the law on the tablet. We know the law is the covenant of God.
那么神首先把10条诫命给了摩西。
First, God has given the 10 commandments to Moses.
然后又把律例典章给了摩西。And
also gave Moses the ordinances.
20章跟21章里面指数的内容。
And that's the full content of chapter 20 and 21.
神将律法刻在石板上。
God has engraved the law on tablets.
然后第二件事情,
and second,
那么神就让这个石板呢, 放在约柜的里面。
And God led this tablet to be put into the Ark of Covenant.
我先这样说啊, 就先把这个约柜放在哪里, 放在
The tablets are put to be put inside the Ark of Covenant.
因为现在呢，我要给弟兄姊妹的图画是根据新约的。
The picture I would like to give to brothers and sisters is according to a New Testament.
第二件重要事情，我们知道这个约这两块约板是放在约柜的里面。
So the second important thing is that those two tablets of stone are being put inside the Ark of Covenant.
第三件事情,
and the third thing,
人就开始造了整个的约柜,
God started to build the entire tabernacle.
那么当然约柜是在至圣所的里面摆在最中心的地位。
And the Ark of Covenant is being placed in the most center place of the Holiest of Holies.
那么等等我们来解释,
Later on, we will explain.
造了会幕, 然后呢, 神把约, 第四件事就是神把约柜放在会幕中间。
The fourth thing is that God has placed the Ark of Covenant in the middle of the Holiest of in the middle of tabernacle.
把这些预备好之后,
and after all these are prepared,
最后第五件事情,
and the fifth,
神就建立以色列的百姓做祭司。
Then God started to set up the priesthood among Israelites.
整个的祭司的体系,
and set up the priesthood.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你会看见吗? 这个神做这事情的顺序很清楚。
So you see it very clearly the order of God has done those things.
他第一件把这个约给你,
first, he gives the covenant.
我们知道这是最重要的一件事情。
We know that's the most important thing.
然后他把这个约放在约柜里。
And he put the covenant inside the Ark of Covenant and built a tabernacle.
然后又把约柜放在会幕里。
And put the Ark of Covenant inside the tabernacle.
所以一切做完之后, 然后就设立了整个祭司的体系。
Then after he has done all this, he set up priesthood.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 这就是神在这个出埃及记里面神给我们他的心一个完整的图画。
So that is, he has revealed his will as an entire complete picture in Exodus.
所以请你把这几件事情呢, 先记住。
So please first remember those things.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 我这样讲, 你里面开始有图画了吗?
I don't know if you have a picture inside of you.
其实是很容易的，很简单的一个一幅图画，对不对？
It's a very simple picture.
有两块约板，一个约柜，然后一个会幕，然后一般的祭司们。
So there are the two tablets of stones, and also the Ark of Covenant and the Tabernacle, and also the group of priests.
所以在旧约时代中啊。
In Old Testament time,
神是用这个图画的方式对人说话。
So God speak to people using this picture.
那么弟兄姊妹，到了新约时代中间，这一切所有事物预表的东西的意义全部在教会里。And
in the New Testament time, all the meaning of all those things are all in the church.
我想，因为我们的时间有限的缘故，那么现在呢，我们。 把这属灵的含义啊，那么配合上去做一点解释。
Because of time, therefore, I would like to explain through the how those are the spiritual meanings.
那么，当神把这个律法赐下来的时候，
When God has given the law,
我们不能光领会它是一些法律的条文和一些的规矩啊，一些的规条。
We cannot just understand them as the laws or regulations or ordinances.
到了新约我们才知道，原来当初神把他的律法赐下来的时候，神就是把他生命的性情啊，那么他的性质已经告诉人类。So,
during the New Testament time, we start to know that God through the law has revealed His nature to people.
你知道吗？ 旧约跟新约的差别在哪里呀？
Do you know the difference between Old Testament and New Testament?
其实旧约和新约所说的是同一件事情。
Actually, they are talking about the same thing.
在旧约里面呢, 它只不过是用文字写出来, 比如写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, it was written in letters and then on the tablets of stone.
人领会了变成一种的规条。
And men start to take them as laws and regulations.
那么新约的差别在了，新约就是生命是活的。
And the difference of New Testament is its life, it's alive.
就是在旧约时候，神先把他这个生命的性质和性情先告诉的人，然后到了新约，神就把这个生命带来了。
During the Old Testament time, God first revealed His nature of life to people, and in New Testament time, the life comes down.
所以一个是外表的，一个是里面的。
So one is outward, the other one is inner.
用保罗的话来讲，一个是死的，一个是活的。
And using what Paul said, one is dead, one is living.
先神先把这个性质呢先说明一下，然后呢生命进来。
God first explained the nature of it, and later on life comes in.
所以神在新约时中。时代中神和人立的约是一个生命的约，是一个活的约。
So in the New Testament time, the covenant God has with people is the covenant of life.
那我们晓得，在旧约时代中，它是刻在石板上，把它放在约柜里。
And in the Old Testament time, was engraved on the tablets of stone and put inside the Ark of Covenant.
到了新约，神是怎么把它给我们的呢？
So how did God give those to us in the New Testament?
首先把这个生命放在耶稣基督的里面。
God first put this life in Jesus Christ.
这就是这个约翰所说的生命在他里头。
That's what John says that life is in him.
旧约呢就是石板在约柜里，新约就是生命在他里头，是同一件事情。
What it mentions in the Old Testament, the tablets of stone is inside the Ark of Covenant. It's the same thing as life is in Him. So only when you believe in Jesus, then you can have eternal life. For those who are saved by grace, you have to go to the Lord in order to receive life.
啊，我已经过去可能跟弟兄姊妹们都讲过，今天呢。我们基督徒在地上的追求，一切追求最重要的就是得生命。
I have mentioned in the past that all of the entire seeking of us Christians is to receive life.
主告诉我，我来是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Lord told us that I come so people can receive life and even more abundant.
你要把这个思想牢牢的抓住。
You have to lay hold of this tightly.
你为什么读圣经啊？
Why do you read the Bible?
就证明为什么读圣经啊？
Why do you read the Bible, brothers and sisters?
要得生命。
To receive life.
到哪里得生命呢？
From where?
到基督那里。
To go to Jesus.
所以你读圣经要读出基督的意义。
So when you read the Bible, you have to read the meaning of Jesus.
你读圣经哪里老读出什么天文地理啊、历史啊、什么什么人文这些东西，你没有摸到生命，不对。
If you only read the geography or all the history from the Bible, that is wrong.
这两天你们可能又听见人家讲什么红月亮。
For those past few days, maybe people talk about the blood moon.
真的，我碰见好多弟兄姊妹讲，他这个红月亮跟我们有什么关系啊？
I see many brothers and sisters ask, what does the blood moon have to do with it?
这是神在外面所显出个兆头，你搞那个东西，你得不到生命。
That's the only outward sign that God has revealed to us, but from that we cannot receive life.
但是我们人喜欢这些东西啊。
But as men like those things,
弟兄姊妹，读圣经是为了得生命的。
Brother, sister, reading the Bible is in order for us to receive life. Then where is life?
生命在基督里。
Life is in Jesus.
那么你唱诗歌也是一样，你要得生命。
And also to sing hymns is to receive life.
哎呀，我们现在有时候很多时候唱诗歌呢，变成一种魂里面的享受。哎呀，高级享受，这个唱起歌来啊，这个觉得，真的很幸。很享受。
Sometimes that we take singing hymns become the enjoyment for our souls.
是音乐有时候会给我们带来享受。
It's true that music gives us joy.
但是那个不是目的。
But that's not purpose.
所以每一次诗歌打开来唱的时候，你要说主啊，我要从你得生命。
So each time when we sing hymns, we have to say that Lord, I would like to receive life from you.
那么弟兄姊妹，刚才你唱诗歌的时候，你得了生命没？
So have you received life when you just sang a hymn? Maybe you won't forget.
聚会开头的节目，反正唱两首歌，或者三首歌，然后开始聚会。
We might even think that's just a program for the meeting. We have to sing something.
不是，唱诗歌是为得生命。
It's not so, but to sing hymns is in order to receive life.
我们领诗歌的弟兄在圣面前好好的寻求仰望，主给这个诗歌，这是从主来的，对吧？
So our brother said that he has seeked the Lord and then therefore the Lord has given him the
hymn.
And also to meet together is to receive life.
如果今天晚上你来这里，你只是为了听别人讲解一点圣经，得出一点知识回去，弟兄姊妹你就白来了。
If you come here tonight only to receive some knowledge or the meaning of Bible, then actually you come in vain.
我们要记得神借他的儿子是要把生命带给我们。
We know that God through His Son is to bring life to us.
所以基督徒做一切的事情都应该是什么？这个主中中中心点的这个心不能忘记为得生命。
So we cannot forget the focal point of Lord's will is to receive life.
你是服侍儿童要得生命，服侍青年就是你摆凳子扫地都是为得生命。
To minister children or young adults to receive life. So when we swipe the floor or let just organize a chair is to receive life.
今天主神借着他的儿子把这个生命带下来。
Today, God through His Son that brings out this life.
这是石板在约柜。
That is the tablets of stone inside the Ark of Covenant.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
在他的肉身中33年半的时间，也把这个生命完全彰显出来。
And God in His flesh for 33.5 years has fully manifested this life.
四福音书就告诉我们这是什么样的一种生命。
Four Gospels have told us what kind of life that is.
所以等到以后教会建立起来的时候，
So later on when church is being set up,
教会就应该跟主耶稣基督一样。
Church should be the same as our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣怎样能把这个生命彰显出来？
How Lord Jesus manifests this life?
今天教会也应当把这个生命彰显出来。
So should church today manifest this life?
这就是圣经中主所说的大话，我如何，你们也要如何。
That is how our Lord said that how I am, that you should be.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我都是把神的心中最基本、最重要的东西做了一个重新的提醒。
Tonight, I'm giving you the reminder of all the basic and most important things of God's will.
如果我们忘记了这些东西
，If we forget these,
我们的侍奉在神跟前的价值微乎其微。
Then there is really very little meaning of our service before the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当圣灵重生我们的时候
，When we are born again by the Holy Spirit，
他就把在基督里面的那个生命，现在呢，重生在我们里面。
And also the life in Jesus Christ is also born again in us.
而这个生命是包含了旧约十诫，包含了一切的律例典章的一个生命。
And this life includes all the Ten Commandments and all the ordinances and regulations in the Old Testament.
现在神不是把它写在石板上。
Now God no longer writes those on the tablets.
现在写在哪里？
So,
写在心板上。
Where does He write now? That's on our engraved on our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个律都写在我们的心板上。
So today, all those laws are written in the tablets of our heart.
所以旧约跟新约的完全不同了，就是一个没有生命，一个有生命，就是这样。
So the only difference between Old Testament and New Testament is that one does not have life, the other one has life.
所以当神把两块石板放在约柜，然后就造了一个会幕。
So after God placed the two tablets of stone inside the Ark of Covenant, then He built the tabernacle.
一面来讲是用会幕来保护。这个约柜。
On the one hand, he uses the tabernacle to protect the Ark of Covenant.
啊，我们能看见那个会幕建造的，哇，一层又一层的。
We can see all the different layers of the tabernacle.
把那个约柜放在至圣所的里面。
And put the Ark of Covenant inside the Holy of Holies.
然后呢，以色列12个支派围绕着约柜安营。
And the 12 tribes of Israel set their pitched their tents around the tabernacle.
这个约柜。带着石板在最中心点的地位上。
And the Ark of Covenant with the tablets is in the most focal point.
你看见这个图画很清楚了吗？
And you see this clear picture.
就是一切整个的都是围绕这个生命。
For everything is surrounding this life.
我们是生命的维护者。
We are those protecting the life.
弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒必须明白这件事情。
Being Christians, we have to understand this.
我们不仅是基督生命的承受者
，We are not just those who receive the life of Christ。
我们也是基督生命的维护者
，We are also those who protect the life of Christ。
啊，我们不能让这个生命受亏损
，We cannot shortchange this life。
就像以色列人一样的，他们一定要把约柜保护好。
Just like Israelites, they must protect the Ark of Covenant。
在以色列历史上，你看多悲惨啊！到后来约柜就丢掉了。
See how sad the history of Israel that they even lost the ark.
你这个约柜一丢掉的话，这个整个会幕的意义就没有了。
After they lost the ark, then there's no meaning for the tabernacle.
这也说明今天的教会里， 这个生命的愿意失去了，这个教会的意义就没有了。
He also talks about that in church today. As soon as we lost the covenant of life, then there's no meaning of church.
这个宗教团体了。
And church just become a religious organization.
我们只是留下了一点外面的活动了。
Only outside activities is left. There's no inner value.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情。
That's something very serious.
教会历史上，我们看见地上的教会屡次犯这个错误。
We see that during church history, the church on earth have repeatedly made this mistake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是神所拣选的。
We are the chosen people.
神用重大的代价拯救回来的人。
God has saved us by
great price. 我们是主耶稣基督生命的承受者。
And we are the ones receiving the life of Christ.
我们也是耶稣基督生命的维护者。
And also we are the keeper of the life of Jesus Christ.
每一个弟兄姊妹都应该有这个思想。
Each brother and sister should have this.
我们绝不能容许这个生命从我们身上失落。
We cannot accept we lost this life from.
也绝不能容许这个生命在教会里面失落。
And definitely cannot accept this life is lost in church.
如果失落了，你做基督徒就失败了。如果失落了，教会就不成为教会。
If you lost this life, then it's your failure as being Christian, and also church is no longer church.
很可惜。
Very unfortunate.
今天我们看见地上很少人注重这个生命。
We see on earth today very few are pay so much important attention to this life. Especially in this generation.
这个生命感觉的这个失落是非常严重的。
This loss of the sense of life is very serious.
很多基督徒都是过着一个没有生命感觉的生活。
So many Christians live out this life without the sense of life.
你知道，如果我们活在这个生命的感觉里，
if we live in the sense of life,
我们人际之间的关系不一样了。
Our relationship with others will be different.
我们的敬拜不一样了。
Our worship will be different.
我们的侍奉不一样了。
Our service will be different.
我们的聚会不一样了。
Our meeting will be different.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
这是一个最关键性的东西。
That's the most focal.
今天的人把这个东西失落了，哎，找很多东西来代替，是代替不了的。
People have lost this and they try to replace this with something else, which cannot be replaced.
只有从这个生命才有真正的光出来。
Only out of this life, true light can come out.
我们现在运用人类的头脑的知识，用人的这种经验的方法取代了那个真正生命的亮光。
We have used our mind or knowledge.To replace this true life of life. And that's such a serious loss.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
今天很多基督徒是活着一个没有生命感觉的一种生活。
Many Christians today live out a life that's without the sense of life.
像很多时候我们伤害了别人，我们对不起别人，我们没有感觉了。
Oftentimes we hurt others or we shortchange others, but we don't have any feelings.
就像有的时候你踩着别人的脚，人家痛，人家哇哇叫，你说你叫什么？你踩到我的脚了，你还都不知道。
Just like sometimes we step on other people's feet, while others are so hurt, but we don't even realize it.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers sisters，
就离我不远，大概几十年以前，在1930年代的时候
，1930s，
我们能感觉在中国。
We can feel that in China,
那一代圣徒们中间，他们有很多人是注重生命感觉的。
The group of saints at that time, that they really have the sense of life.
讲错一句话，做错一件事都有感觉的。
They have feelings when they say something wrong or do something wrong.
今天呢，我们犯了一个很大的错误，还都没有感觉。
Today, even if we make a great mistake, we don't have feelings. What kind of generation is this?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
需要主的怜悯恢复这个。
We need Lord's mercy to restore this.
所以，请我们记得，神建造会幕是为了保护什么？保护约柜。
So,
而是保护约柜中间的那个发幔，神所立的约。
So please remember that God has built a tabernacle in order to protect the Ark of Covenant and also to protect the tablet that's inside the Ark.
我想这个图画应该再简单不过，应该很清楚了。
So this should be a very simple and clear picture.
如果我们不懂得教会的意义，你就思想一下会幕吧。
If we don't understand the meaning of church, then just think about tabernacle.
那么今天呢，教会神建造教会的目的意义在哪里呢？
So what's the purpose and meaning of God build church?
就是 要承受这个生命，要保护这个生命。
That is to receive this life and keep this life.
神荣耀的心意的一个托付。
That's an entrustment of God's glorious will.
我说这个生命出来就有光，这个生命出来才有真正的爱。
So when this life comes out, there's light and there's true love.
我们一直讲弟兄，姊妹常讲弟兄相爱，弟兄相爱。这个变成了一句话，根本爱不来了。
Often brothers sisters use to love brothers to love each other becomes a slogan, but actually there's no love.
为什么你没有摸到这个生命，哪里来的爱呢？对不对
？Because you have not touched this life, then where is love?
所以今天很多时候教会中间一些正常的光景都失落了。
So today we have lost the normal condition of church today.
就因为这个生命失落。
Because we have lost this life.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹要从我们自己本身开始，首先把这个生命的感觉把它找回来。
So each one of us, we should start from ourselves to find out, to trace back this sense of life.
因为主也知道我们自己去找也很难找，对不对？
Our Lord knows that it's hard for us to find it.
我们好多基督徒啊，都晓得信耶稣得永生。
Many Christians know that to believe unto Jesus will have eternal life.
我们不是加入一个宗教，我们是得着生命。
We know that we are not joining a religion, but we receive life.
但是信主没多久之后，那个生命就是跑哪里去了
？But then, not long after we believe the Lord, we can't find a life.
你问一些老基督徒，你有生命吗？你知道生命在哪里吗？他说我只知道信耶稣得永生，这个生命在哪里？
If we ask some who have believed the Lord for a long time, that do you know where's the life? But they don't really know.
所以主多体恤我们的软弱。
So Lord is so merciful to our weakness.
所以差遣圣灵住在你里面，知道吗？
He has sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
那圣灵在我们里面做什么工作呢？
So what does the Holy Spirit doing us?
就是要带我们天天活在这个生命的里面。
Is to guide us to live in this life every day.
所以什么叫做圣灵的感动啊？
So why is the touch of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在你的新生命中间引导你，你就有感觉，生命是有感觉的。
That is the Holy Spirit is guiding you in this new life because life has feeling.
所以你要从最小的事情上学习听从圣灵的命令，对吧
？So from the smallest things, you have to learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你慢慢的培养出更丰富的生命的感觉。
Then slowly you can have even more fullness of the feeling of life.
我们的难处就是我们把圣灵撇在一边。
Our problem is that we just leave the Holy Spirit.
我们自己要照着神的话自己来做，做不出来。
We would like to just follow the Lord's words by ourselves, which is impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个基督徒都要记得，我们是生命的承受者，也是生命的维护者。
So each one of us should remember we are the receiver of life as well as the keeper of life.
在教会里什么都可以失去，生命不可以失去。
In church, we can lose everything, except we cannot lose life.
为什么要高举基督啊？
Why should we uplift Christ?
为什么让基督做中心啊？
Why Christ should be the center?
因为生命在他里头。
Because life is in him.
主若不在我们中间，你根本摸不到生命。
If Lord is not in the midst of us, we cannot touch life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，现在我们就晓得神当初为什么造一个会幕，然后把这个约柜放在那个会幕的中心点。
So now we know that why God built the tabernacle and put the Ark of Covenant inside in the middle of the tabernacle.
那么这个图画够清楚了，对不对
？So it's a clear picture.
然后呢，神就建立以色列百姓做祭司。
Then God built up the Israelites to be priests.
当然，我们知道这个仇敌的工作呢，是神的工作，好像受到一点挫折。
We know that work of enemy has hindered the work of God.
这个摩西还在山上，还在跟神在那里这个弄法板呢。这个底下呢，已经开始拜金牛犊了。
We know that when Moses was still up on the mountain, with God, and already at the foot of the mountain, they started to worship the golden calf.
所以摩西拿着两块板呢，下来一看，哎呦，这个约书亚说，山下怎么有打仗的声音呢？
So after Moses took down the two tablets of stone, then Joshua said that how come there seems some battle, that the sound of battle at the foot of the mountain.
因为这个约书亚是个战士。
Because Joshua is a warrior.
在军人的耳朵里面听起来什么都叫打仗。
So in soldiers' ears, everything seems like the sound of battle.
摩西说哪里是打仗，他们是在那里跳舞唱歌取乐。
Moses say that it's not battle, but they are just dancing or singing.
一下去一看，他们拜了金牛犊了。
And then they realized those Israelites who worship golden calf. So Moses was so mad, he crashed the two tablets of stone.
那么，后来，迫使神没有办法建立整个以色列百姓。
Which caused God could not set the entire group of Israelites to be priests.
结果呢，就利未家。
So only the house of Levi were being selected.
然后在亚伦家的人才能做祭司。
And the house of Aaron could be priest.
所以旧约时代中间呢，这个祭司变成了一种特殊的一种阶级。
So during the Old Testament time, priests become a special group of people.
但是请我们记得，这不是神原初的心意。
But please remember, this is not the original will of God.
神原初的心意是要整个以色列国都是祭司。
God's original will is to have the whole nation of Israel to be priests.
到后来没办法，变成了就一个支派被拣选。
But at the end, they could only be chosen one tribe.
但是我们知道神为什么要建立祭司的体系呢？
But why does God set up the priesthood?
祭司体系就是为了施行神的律法。
Priesthood is to execute the God's law.
你不能光有这么一个会幕在那里。这是一个物质的东西，对不对？
Just have the tabernacle being there is something just material.
那么神给了他们很多的规律规条是实行的。
So God has given them many laws which has to be executed.
怎么实行呢？
How to be executed?
我们读摩西五经的时候就晓得了。
Then when we read the five books of Moses, you know.
你读利未记就很清楚了。
When you read the Leviticus, you clearly know.
啊，我们看见祭司们呢是带领以色列的百姓在那里怎么样呢？按照神的律例典章在那里敬拜神。
So priests leading all the Israelites to worship God according to God's ordinances.
就是为了什么？实行神的约。
That is to execute the covenant of God.
哦，我们看见神给他们的应许非常大。
We know that God has given them great promise.
如果他们能完全按照神的约，以色列百姓照着祭司们所教导的准确的做神所要做的事。
If they can completely following what priests tell them to do everything and accurately what God has told them to do.
哇，神的祝福降下来是丰丰富富的。
Then the blessing from God is so rich.
我们读圣经时才发觉很有神祝福人的家，祝福最后祝福到你家的团面盆都给你祝福。
When we read the Bible, we know how God bless your house and even bless the basin that you mix your flour for bread.
什么叫祝福你的团面盆呢？你家里面面包、馒头吃不完。
That is that you cannot even finish all the bread in your house.
你看神的祝福，祝福到这么细致的东西，你猫啊狗的，你家伙当然不能养狗了，那么家里面什么鸡啊牛啊羊啊，这通通蒙祝福。
God's blessing is so dedicated that even all the all your cows or everything is being blessed.
你如果仔细读，他告诉你，连那个牛羊下胎的时候都不会掉胎的，你知道？
And also, even when your cows or sheep give birth, they will never lose their babies.
弟兄姊妹们，神让以色列百姓按照他所的约定，在神跟前来生活。实在是为了要把他的祝福降下来。
It's really that God would like to bless the Israelites. That's why He would like the Israelites to walk according to His covenant.
所以你看，以色列人呢，什么时候不肯遵守这个约的时候呢，神的祝福就离开了。
So whenever the Israelites did not obey the covenant, then God's blessing is gone.
他们完全不能相信神，你知道吗？
They cannot truly trust God.
其实。有人读圣经说神最喜欢给我们放假。
Some people read the Bible and say God likes us to be on vacation.
哇，以色列人假期多得不得了。
Israelites have so many different holidays.
七天休息一天还不够，还有很多节，到最后呢，七年有一整年的放假。哎呀，这个真的是太好了。
They can take rest for one day out of 7 days and also one entire year off, one year out of the 7 years.
如果你的老板说明年呢一整年你不需要来上班，我照样配你。哇，你的蹦起来了，对不对？
If your boss tell you that you can take this next year whole year off, but you still get paid, then you feel so happy.
你快乐吗？一定非常快乐。
Will you be happy? Of course.
但是对犹太人来讲啊，他不快乐。
But to the Jews, they're not happy.
他一个，因为犹太人整天脑子想赚钱。
Because for Jews, Jewish people, all they think of is to try to earn money.
对犹太人来讲，真的是 time is money.
For Jewish people, time is money.
哇，一天不做损失很多的，这么算。
If they don't work for one day, then they lost a lot of opportunity to earn money.
如果一年不做，哎，那得了啊。
If they rest for a whole year, then they lost so much.
所以他们就不断地破坏神的约。
So they keep break the covenant of God.
这个人呢，真是堕落。
Human beings are so much fallen.
我觉得我们今天在教会来到主跟前，主叫我们进入安息，对不对？
That when we come before the Lord, when we come to gatherings, then Lord asks us to enter into His rest.
这个安息是一个很大的享受啊。
To rest is such a great joyment.
你如果懂得活在安息里面，真是有福啊。
If you can live in this rest, it's such a blessing.
我们今天生活在世界上不安息的。
We don't find any rest on earth today.
你就回到家里躺在床上，你还不安息。
Even when you lie on your bed, you still cannot find rest.
所以很多人失眠嘛，对不对？
That's why many people have been so
young. 我这些年真是感谢主，我懂得安息主，我睡得很好。
Thanks the Lord that I've been sleeping so well after I know how to find rest.
我一躺在床上，主我安息了，就睡着了。
As soon as I lay on my bed, I tell the Lord that I'm in fully rest. Then
真的，我什么都不想了，这一天遭遇什么事情？因为你什么呢？你人躺在那里，你的脑子还在那里做工呢。
So I don't think of anything else, but most often that when we lie on the bed, our brain is still turning.
这充分说明什么？我们信不能完全信赖神。
That is, we cannot fully trust Lord.
我们毁约。
We break the covenant.
失去祝福。
Then we lost the blessing.
看我们人是不是愚昧？
Aren't we so foolish?
哎呀，我们的神实在是恩典的神。
Our God is the God of grace and blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，就以以色列整个的历史，这个悲惨的历史。
So the entire history of Israelites in the Old Testament is a very sad tragedy because they break the covenant.
你知道教会历史也是这样。
So is church history.
一直到今天。
Even till today.
哇，教会里面熙熙攘攘的，大家这个弄弄，我们服侍主神怎么会是这样的？
It's so messy in church today, but how can we serve the Lord?
我们如果能守生命的约。
If we can keep the covenant of life, then the condition of church should not be like this. So in church history, there are so many recoveries and revival years. And how joyful those saints live before the Lord. They find fully rest. Do we find rest in all the different gatherings today?
We really need to ask God.让我们里面能清楚地看见这些事情。
We truly need the Lord to help us see those things clearly.
若我们需要悔改，要真正悔改。
If we need to repent, we have to repent.
要回到我们生命的里面。
To return to this life.
所以祭司的体系在整个会幕里面，就是为了执行神的约。
The priesthood inside the entire tabernacle is to execute the covenant of God.
带进去。
To bring in the blessing of God.
叫神的荣耀，神的同在，可以从天上来到地上。
And the glory and the presence of God can come down from heaven to earth.
从创世以来，荣耀的心意能够在地上能够实现。
So the glorious will of God since the foundation of the world can be fulfilled on earth.
今天我们要知道这一切所有的说明都是指着教会说的。
We know that all these points toward church.
教会要明白这个意义。
Church have to understand this.
如果今天我们的光景这样的情况，弟兄姊妹们，你我要回到主的跟前好好思想。
If our condition is like this today, we have to return to the Lord to truly think about it.
定规是我们在这个生命的约上出问题了。
It must be that we have some problem about the covenant of life.
今天的教会不懂得维护这个生命。
Church today do not understand how to keep
life, 活在这个生命的里面
and do not understand how to live in this life.
教会出现在地上出现了这么混杂的一种光景
So it becomes such a messy condition of church.
很多人 已经不懂得神建造教会的意义是什么。
Many no longer understand what does God's purpose of building the church.
我希望在座的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that brothers and sisters here tonight.
因着主的话，我们里面能清楚。
Because of Lord's words, we can understand.
当然，我们知道摩西五经所讲的东西非常的复杂的。
We know that it's complicated when it talks about the five books of Moses.
我希望今天呢，给弟兄姊妹献一个简明的一个图画，把目标弄确定。
I hope today I give a simple picture so we can know what our goal is.
把道路弄清楚。
And we clearly know the way.
所以记得。
So remember.
我们是新约的祭司。
We are the priests of the New Testament.
每个人都是祭司。
Just everyone is a priest.
弟兄姊妹，不是嘴巴讲的，你要真正做祭司。
We don't just say this, but we should be priests.
要得的是祭司的国度。
What God would like is the kingdom of priesthood.
要得的是圣洁的国度。
To receive holy nation. So we should be separate from the world. So what's the separation? That has to do with life. It's not our action, but life. If you live in this life, you can be separated. Worldly people live by this old life, but we live by the new life. So the priesthood in New Testament. We have to lay hold that our daily life is according to life. Christian's life is not according to regulations or deeds, but by the life. And our service is based on life. In all kinds of ministry, we should touch life. As soon as we touch life, then there's meaning. Regardless of what you serve in church, even being usher, you have to have life. I don't have time to share about the example. I know many elder brothers and sisters truly live in this life. It might be some never remember what the speaker shares that day, but for what Elsher has done on serve upon this brother or sister, they always remember. To gather together is a worship. Has to be filled with life. So may the Lord be gracious to us.
它里面有非常荣耀的心意。
Lord has a very glorious will toward church today.
他借着旧约的会幕的，已经把他这个心意已经说明出来了。
He has revealed his will through the Old Testament tabernacle.
所以我们要知道旧约的会幕表达是完整的心意。
So we have to know the tabernacle in Old Testament is to reveal the complete will of God.
它第一面，它说明了教会。
On the one hand, it talks about the meaning of church.
我不知道，我今天晚上呢，我已经把这个图画弄得很简单啊，你能不能牢牢地记住它
？Tonight, I don't know if you're able to remember this very simple picture.
我想最后呢，我再把它稍微重复一下。
So let me repeat again at the end.
今天神把生命的约刻在我们的心板上。
Today that God has engraved the covenant of life on our hearts.
我们知道神把这个生命放在基督里。
And God has put this life in Christ.
然后神把我们这得救的人把它建造成为教会。
And God built us who are saved into church.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都是生命的承受者。
All of us brothers and sisters are the receiver of life.
我们也是这个生命的维护者。
And we are also the keeper of this life.
耶稣呼召我们所有的人做祭司。
And today, Lord called all of us to be priests.
我们要遵守这个生命的约。
We have to keep the covenant of life.
顺着生命的感觉活在神的跟前。
To live before God according to the sense of life.
让这个生命的约能够实现。
So this covenant of life can be fulfilled.
神的同在就可以充满在我们中间。
Then God's presence will be filled us.
神的同在在这里。
Wherever God's presence is,
神的祝福在这里,
Then God's blessing is also here. And God's authority is here. So if God's glory is here. So that's a very important meaning of God building His church.
当然弟兄姊妹们,
And that's not only just for the earthly, the time on earth. And that's for eternity. May the Lord bless His word. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主我们满心地感谢你,
so our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
It's
your grace that we can gather together before your feet this weekend. And also gather before your word.
我们谢谢你,
Thank you for not hide your will.
你把你的心意放在你的话当中,
you put your will in your words.
在旧约时代,
in the Old Testament time.
你的会幕,
There's a clear revelation through tabernacle. Through the entire meaning of the tabernacle, we further understand the meaning of you building the church. Lord, our hearts full of thanksgiving. You have paid great price to give us this life and set up the covenant of life with us. Lord, we are the receiver of life. And also pray that you can help us to become the keeper of life. So this entire church can keep this life. And the church manifests this life. And each brother and sister be faithful priests according to the sense of life to learn to minister
unto you.
So at the end of the day, and you do this work in the midst of us that you recover the kingdom of
priesthood.
So may your authority and glory can be manifested on earth. Lord, we know it's very easy for us to forget some words. Do pray that through the Holy Spirit keep for us. Thank you for your presence being with us tonight. We give you all the worship. Listen to our prayers. In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.